This is the Valley Outdoors, and we are glad to have you guys with us. We got Don in the house.
Here.
Ava's here.
I'm here.
And me, Eric. I'm here too, which is kind of cool. All of us, the trio of us are here. Lots of things to talk about today. ICAST is going on right now. Big fishing tackle convention going on. We've got the best in categories list done.
Oh, cool.
So we can talk a little bit about that. We've got report from Iowa as far as the number of hunters that were in for the harvest and how that resulted as well. That and a whole bunch of other cool stories when we return. Eric Olson here, professional walleye tour champion, avid outdoorsman, and host of the Valley Outdoors radio show. Aquatic invasive species, or AIS, threatens not only our rivers and lakes here, but everywhere we boat. They come in many forms, and they love to hitch a ride to the next body of water on your boat or trailer. Join me to stop the spread of AIS by cleaning all weeds and aquatic material from your trailer before leaving the launch ramp. Drain live wells and clean areas that don't drain completely. Plus, don't forget to pull the plug. Clean, drain, dry. Together, we can make a difference. Here's your chance to fish with us, the Valley Outdoors, and it's simple to do. Register online at thevalleyoutdoors.com and wait for your name to be drawn. We're giving away 4 trips that include lodging at Ashkenam Resort in Ash River and fishing the waters of Cabotogama and Namekin Lakes. Join me, Eric Olson, and Don Cleaver on this fabulous week of fishing this September 2nd through the 9th. You can bring your own boat or fish with one of us. Plus, a walleye seminar or two and contest prizes throughout the week. Just register today at TheValleyOutdoors.com. Trip sponsored by The Valley Outdoors Radio, Ashkenam Resort, Shimano Rods and Reels, Suffolk Fishing Line, and Rapala. Get registered today to fish with us. Winner announced on July 31st on The Valley Outdoors Radio Show. Good to see you, Don.
Yes, it's good to be here.
Ava?
Always good to be here.
Good to be seen. I have to agree.
Hell yes.
Big news. Lots of different things coming on. We were just talking off air.
Yep.
Canada.
The long wait is hopefully come to reality now that we can get across the border for Americans anyway.
Yeah. It's till the 21st from what I'm understanding because the U.S. has now said, whoa, hold your horses, and you can't go across unless for non-essential travel till the 21st of August, right?
No. You can.
That's why I threw that out there.
Right. Now, the situation is Canada opened the borders as of the 9th of August, is when fully vaccinated Americans can pass into Canada. Plus, there's some other hoops that we got to go through, and I can explain those to you, best to my knowledge anyway. The situation for Canadians coming into the United States has been extended to the 21st of August. So for Americans going in, and I encourage anybody that was hoping to get into Canada and fishing to, call your favorite outfitter and get it set up because they have kind of had a hard time here the last couple of years. So, and, on the opposite side of that, the resorts in Minnesota have done great, which is, which has been great. I mean, we've patronized a couple of them, I think 3 of them over the last summer and a half. But going into Canada, you can go in on the 9th. I mean, you do have to take a COVID test and be negative within 14 days of going through the border.
It has also to be a PSA test. We believe that's the saliva test.
Right.
Can't be the quick test.
Right. Also, if you're going in, you have to now have the, it's called Arrive Can app.
Yep.
And that's Arrive and then capital C-A-N is the way it's, and you can just Google it and you can sign up on your computer or you can do it on your phone and
right.
You download your app. And what that simply does is it informs the border when you are planning to come through the border. And you have to register to go through the border within 3 days prior mm-hmm. to arriving at it. So you just go in and say what border crossing you're going through and approximately what time you feel you'll be at the border.
And then you also have to have proof of vaccination.
Proof of vaccination and the proof of your last COVID test.
Yep.
So I'm planning to get up there the day it opens is what we're hoping to be able to get through the border. We're in fact, because I got a feeling there's going to be a lot of people thinking the same way. We're literally going to go up. We've got lodging the night before so that we can get through the border early, get in line, because I got a feeling it's going to take a while to get through.
Huh.
So
I can't even imagine that first period of
that first week.
Not only do they have to check your ID, not only do they want to check your car and your truck and your boat.
Yeah.
Last time I went across with my boat, they tore everything apart.
Really?
Oh, they.
Well, I've been going Canada now. Just you know, the other side of that is for probably 30 plus years, and I have never been tore down. I've had them actually look in the back of my truck once, and they pulled out a box or two, and you know, and looked at it. All they found was pork and beans, so it was no big deal. But I've been pretty fortunate. But I've been up there so much that I'm sure I'm in the system as not a newbie.
You're flagged as right. Not a newbie.
Right.
This guy, he's good.
He'd be okay.
Yeah, okay. If he's fooled us once, he's fooled us a lot of times.
Well, and it's not, I mean, here's me. I've got my truck, you know.
You're all flowered up, you know.
But, and they're like, what, are you going to sell this in Canada? I'm like, what are you talking about? I'm going fishing. I just got done with the tournament. Yeah. I want to go fishing and for fun.
You know, it's I've got a lot of stories that I could tell about going through the border. I mean, because we used to send arrange for groups to go up there.
I know the stories, Don.
And we had an outfitter that wanted to take a bunch of stuff up on a bus ahead of time, and he went up with an empty bus and a lot of new equipment in the belly of the bus. Just because it was a fly-in situation, and he wanted to get as much stuff up there in advance of all the people coming with their gear.
Yeah,
and
that didn't go so well.
That didn't go so well. Well, the poor bus driver, who happened to be 80 years old at the time,
was detained.
He forgot to declare that he had things under the bus, and what ended up happening was they confiscated the bus and the driver and all of the goods in it. And it actually cost us about three times the value of the goods to get it back because we had a company of people coming up that had to do it. I wasn't there. The outfitter was not real happy about it, but it was, you know, the poor gentleman that was a bus driver just didn't declare when he got to the border. So
it'll be entertaining when trying to figure out how to get people across right now. I know it's not a fast process. There's one drive lane across and two entry lanes to go to talk to guys.
No, actually, at the Canadian border now, it depends upon which one you're going through. If you're going through International Falls or Baudette, the one at International Falls, they've
expanded it.
Expanded that. I think there's four lanes, and the one in Baudette, I believe there's three lanes that go through there. So
what one do you go through?
I'll be going through Baudette this time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that the one you usually go through, or does it really?
It depends upon what part of Canada you're going to.
Sure.
I mean, a lot of times you go through the one in Pembina, which is actually in North Dakota, if you're going up into Manitoba.
I've never done it.
Yeah, into lakes that way. That one is probably the largest border crossing.
In our area.
And the busiest.
But it's not the largest.
I've seen traffic backed up for 3 miles.
Oh, geez. Yeah.
Waiting to go through if there's a reason to be suspect. So.
Yeah. Well, tell you what, we're going to come back. We've got a bunch of stories. We just rambled, and we're going to have a little fun. We're going to talk a little about ICAST's Best in Categories list. You are not going to want to miss this. This is cool stuff. Hang tight. Welcome back. Good to have you. We're about to jump into a topic I think that's going to be rather entertaining for everybody.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's... We just realized that.
Go ahead. Don't go. Wait. I need to do the setup first.
All right, you do it.
First off, we have to talk. Don't forget to sign up for the trip.
Oh yes.
We can't forget you
final
guys.
Week.
This is the final week to sign up for the free. Everybody wants something for free. Trip to Ashkenham Resort with us, the Valley Outdoors, peeps, minus one, and it's a great fishing trip. You just have to get there. It's lodging and food.
Lodging, food, and you're fishing. You do have to take care of your own license. There's a few things like that. But for the most part, but here's the important thing is registration ceases or stops at 1 o'clock on the 29th. So you want to make sure you've got yourself registered by the 29th. And then we'll be announcing them on that weekend's show.
Okay, and that's for one person? If you can bring a buddy with you, they basically, they'll pay their way, or you split the way that works or whatever, right, Don?
Depends upon if we got enough beds. But
yep,
there's going to be four winners, so yep, it's not just one winner. There's going to be four winners around the whole network. Yep. So stay tuned. It'll be pretty. It's going to be a great time.
Let's wait. And it's not the last time we're going to do this either.
Oh, no. We hope to do at least this every year.
Yep, that's going to be cool.
That's my
hope. Okay, so now let's jump into what we were talking about before. So it happened to come up a couple weeks ago. We were talking about the high school trap team.
Mm-hmm.
And followed suit that we're talking skeet, trap, five stand, and sporting clays.
Okay.
So the conversation came up with Ava and I. We're talking about it. And they said, have you ever shot five stand? And she's like, I don't know. And then thus it came up that she had shot five stand.
Yes, because but I was confused as to what all the different ones were. I thought it was trap that I was doing. But
so she
not.
Refused to say anything to either of us about how her experience
this
went.
Is not
I
correct.
Had hang on. I don't this is my story. I
oh,
had to
all right.
I had to find out this is true. I had to find out. I had to find out on the internet, on Facebook, that you went out with, who knows, the whole neighborhood. It looked like the whole neighborhood.
Probably the family.
It's family.
Everybody, like all 14 of them.
Right.
And they went out and
there
shot.
There was like 14
five,
of us, yeah.
Five stand.
Yeah, okay. It's
so
fun.
We had our off-air conversation, so we just want to let you guys know. We didn't want to divulge everything from, we didn't want to like tear every bit of information out from Ava. So right now we're kind of picking up where we left off air, and now we're bringing it on air. So Ava, you really need to tell us. You never said anything. How did you end up doing shooting five stand with your family there?
Okay, first of all, I did tell you that I was going this weekend, and then you forgot that.
No. So. I heard you, we talked about it, but you never followed up.
Oh,
and the
okay.
follow-up is...
All right, fine. So we'll do the follow-up now. Went and did five stand sporting clays, and that is
five stands, five can, five stand sporting clays is a,
yep. That's another event.
Well, it said five stand sporting clays on my sheet, so that's what I'm going
okay.
with.
Okay, we'll go with that.
All right. And I go once a year, and I'm terrible at it because I only go once a year. And usually I shoot...
The setup is taking a long
I'm just saying,
time.
Yeah. I'm just saying. Usually I shoot 9 out of 25. That seems to be my standard. This year I did 5. It was awful. But my sister did 9. She usually does 9. So she won the girls category because
okay.
we have a little trophy now. But my husband came and he blew everybody out of the water. 17 out of 25.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now let's get into the details. What one was your favorite?
Oh, gosh. I like the one that comes right at you and hangs for a second. Before it comes down.
That's
that
comes
one
up from
sec-
the center. It's a yep. high angle, yep. floats, and then it goes back.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
did you do
one.
Well at it, or you just like it?
I did not do well this year. Usually I can get that
okay.
one, but I did
so
not do
you,
it
do you
this
shoot
year.
It as going up? Do you shoot
no,
it at the
when
apex?
No, when it hangs.
Or when it's coming down?
No, when it
that's
stops
at the apex.
For a second.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the true, and it, when you're shooting, you should shoot it on the way up.
I know.
Because you pass over it.
Right.
Okay. All right, now.
Okay.
You got that out of the way.
Yeah.
What was your least favorite?
Usually the rabbit. So the one that runs along the ground and does a little hop. But they didn't have that one this year.
Oh,
so
that
I didn't
was
have to do that one.
Conspicuous by its absence. What was the
yeah.
one you actually did?
I don't know what they did to replace it necessarily.
Okay. So what was your not favorite, your least favorite one of them all?
I would probably have to say the one that comes from behind you.
Right.
You at the one I set up, because I built a five stand course out at the Grand Lodge, and we built with two wire spools on top of each other, and I sent it through the trees, same concept.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're over on the far right or far left, you can't hear it. You've got to, you're looking for it when it comes out mm-hmm. of the, over the overhead.
Yeah, I've shot that course that you set up, and the worst one for me was most of them. And the reason is, I literally don't see them. You go pull, and
Okay, so when I set up the five stand, there was a couple things in mind. Number one is I wanted it to be challenging enough for everybody to make sure that they were going to have a good experience, have a fun experience. The second thing was literally the one coming up out of the middle, you can't see the trap machine. I built a berm that was 12 feet high in front of it. So all of a sudden, there it is.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Coming from right and left, it's hidden. I hide them behind corn stalks and posts that I put in the ground. So you can't see those either until they're... So there's nothing when you get out there that you can tell is actually a five-stand course until they hit the first button. And then
sure.
when you get them so far, because they're crossing fast. I brought some fast. We set them up to really launch fast. And it was entertaining.
It was, yeah. I found it very difficult.
It gets people
I found everything very difficult this year. Only five. It was a massive failure. But if I practice, I'll get better at it.
It was a massive failure.
Well, no, my trip was great. Five stand was not good.
Yeah. Well, you gave it a shot.
Yes.
Yeah, well, there's always next year.
Literally. You gave it five of them.
Yeah, I did.
And it worked. All right, let's jump into it. ICAST announces new product showcase best of category winners for 2021. Coming straight out of Orlando, Florida. These winners are announced during the Chairman's Industry Award.
Explain what ICAST is.
Well, it's a tackle show, basically, of all the new products that are coming
every
out.
Every manufacturer in the world
makes
anything with fishing is at this event. It's huge.
It's electronics. It's you name it. It's there. It's the big deal of all big deals. So,
right.
And the new product showcase is always a big thing at this event. And it's sponsored by Fishing Tackle Retailer. It's a once-a-year opportunity to see the latest and greatest innovations. And all at one place. This year, 686 new products were entered by 218 companies in 30 categories. How about that? Impressive. So, you know what? Should we take a break? You want to take a break? Yeah.
Well, we can do that.
We can finish the list off on the way back.
This is the best part. This is called the tease. We're going to tell you the actual categories and winners.
Let me just
when
stop
we come right,
right
back.
In the middle.
I'm going to stop right. Hey, well, it's a great place to take a break, I think. Don't you? Yeah.
All right. Let's
all right.
Do it.
Hang tight. We're going to be right back with Best in Categories. See ya. Here's your chance to fish with us, the Valley Outdoors, and it's simple to do. Register online at thevalleyoutdoors.com and wait for your name to be drawn. We're giving away four trips that include lodging at Ashkenam Resort in Ash River and fishing the waters of Cabotogama and Namekin Lakes. Join me, Eric Olson, and Don Cleaver on this fabulous week of fishing this September 2nd through the 9th. You can bring your own boat or fish with one of us. Plus, a walleye seminar or two and contest prizes throughout the week. Just register today at thevalleyoutdoors.com. Trip sponsored by The Valley Outdoors Radio, Ashkenam Resort, Shimano Rods and Reels, Suffolk Fishing Line, and Rapala. Get registered today to fish with us. Winner announced on July 31st on The Valley Outdoors Radio Show. All right, we teased it on the way out. We are going to start it with the weigh-in. Best in Categories from ICAST in Orlando, Florida. If you missed it, this is the Best of Categories. New stuff that's out. And I'm not going to hit everyone, but I'm going to hit some of the ones that you may know that are kind of some neat stories. And we'll hit it. So first up, we're looking at eyewear from Costa Del Mar. It's called the Untangled Collections. New frames made from old fishing nets.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Reclaimed. Kind of cool.
Okay.
AFTCO, if you're looking for clothing, AFTCO's really come on in the past probably 4 years. They've done a really nice job. AFTCO Women's Fields Utility Overall. So that's a good one. Apparel for Men, Rescue Regenerated Fishing Shorts. So there's some things going on there with some reclamation of products. Let's see here. I'm looking down the list. You got some cool stuff. AFTCO again. Elite 4L waterproof system. They got some nice rain gear as well. Frable's got a new Frable Universal Bait Station with all the invasive species and all those things. You're really monitoring how the bait is handled, and I think that's going to be a neat one. We've got something coming up, I think, in a couple, 3 weeks about some new systems that I just became aware of that are pretty cool as far as taking care of bait.
Hummingbird, the Mega Live Imaging. We've talked about that before.
Yep.
Earlier this year, they got that award. New cutlery from Bubba. If you've seen the Bubba knife before, Bubba now has a cordless electric fillet knife.
Ah.
I'm still a Rapala guy, and the Rapala electric, the battery lithium ion, it's amazing. Edge micromagnetic fly box, so you don't have to dig the fly your fly into the foam, which is kind of neat. Let's see, Plano's got a new Atlas tackle pack. Check that out. That's pretty cool. I saw that. That's outstanding. Seaguar, they actually have one of the top fishing lines for bass, I believe, for a lot of different. It's called Bassics. Berkeley Power Gilly. It's a new plastic from Pure Fishing, freshwater fishing lure.
Power Gilly. Any more information on that?
We're going to talk about it later. Okay. Not on this show, but another show.
Okay.
Loomis. New fishing rod, the NRX, which is one of their top-of-the-line rods. Fantastic rod. Amazing, amazing rod. Freshwater rod from Pure Fishing, the Abu Garcia Xenon rod. Looking at Bulls Bay Tackle, they've got another neat rod there. Pure Fishing has got another fly fishing reel that got top honors. Daiwa, the Zillion SVTW and freshwater reel. Yeah, so that's just some of the highlights in the of those categories. We're going to get probably a pretty good report. I think we might talk to Rob, who's I think was down there, and see what kind of things were.
Well, a lot of these items you'll be seeing on the retail shelf if they're award winning.
Oh yeah,
if they made the press that way, they're probably going to be on the shelf, so you'll be able to. Yeah, be able to see them that way.
Absolutely. So I'd be remiss if I didn't talk about this. One of the biggest stories out of the United States, Seth Feiter, you've had him on the show before.
Oh, yes, I saw that.
I've had him help us with some fishing events with Mountain Dew. He is now the king of the bass world. He's from Elko Newmarket, real not too far, in the Shakopee/area right there. Outfished the class of professional angler since the beginning of the year on the Bassmaster Elite Series Tour, which is the ultimate in bass fishing. And he secured the prestigious Angler of the Year award. And that was last week, came in the second day of the tour's final tourney on the St. Lawrence River in New York. They asked him, how does it feel? He said, cloud nine right now. Now, if you're familiar with Seth Feiter is the mullet man from day one. He has got a mullet that's rocking like you've never seen.
Dude, they're so in right now. It's hilarious.
And he's got the long mustache, and it's pretty funny.
Fashionable.
So he's all over it. So pretty cool. He said just minutes after hoisting the Angler of the Year trophy after his weigh-in, he and his wife Dayton were on stage two. The victory includes a $100,000 payday, which is not a bad chunk of change. The full celebration will have to wait for him, obviously, with a lot of things going on before the year is completely over. And he said, I caught him too good to party tonight, he said, before the next day's event, and did quite well. He was the huge overall points lead during coming into that tournament, so he had a giant lead. He only needed to make the cut of the top 45 anglers. He was fifth overall after day one with a 22-pound bag, eighth after Friday's result. And he did pretty doggone well.
He didn't even have to go to the end of the season, huh?
No.
That's pretty amazing.
Nobody could beat him. And he said it was probably never reality until the last few years, he said. I've spent every minute of every day trying to accomplish something like this. And he had a 20-hour drive back to Minnesota. And then he's off to ICAST. So he's down at ICAST. Saw some videos of him down there at ICAST. And one of the other guys we had on here, Dan Quinn from Rapala, he's the field promotions guy, a good friend of mine, said Thursday morning the company's emerging star. He's closed in on the championship. He said he was excited for Feiter with a well-earned opportunity and title is locked down. He said it's been a stressful few weeks staying atop the leaderboard, but he is definitely one of a kind guy, and there's no question about that. He's a one heck of a competitor and an amazing guy overall, too. Just a real nice guy.
Well, I think it's pretty incredible that a fisherman from the north can go on the Southern Tour and take the championship.
Well, and again, remember, smallmouth are a big thing around the country, and he is good in the smallmouth side. So if you look at the St. Lawrence area in that category, right, you're still in that same latitude. So
right,
you really have that same bite type that you would have here as opposed to when you start going down south. But he really dominates when it comes to the northern fisheries, and he's got it.
I'm just saying, over the years, it's always been southern bass fishermen that have kind of ruled the world in that.
And there's a lot of guys that are in the process of changing that thought process. He is one of those that sets the bar, and mm-hmm, he's very unsuspecting because he's not what you consider flashy. It's just, hey, this is me, and I just enjoy what I do, and like me or don't like me, just the way it is.
Yep.
And, you know, we're going to try and get him on and talk a little bit about it. The other one, guy I want to try to get on too, is Larry Nixon.
Oh, sure.
Larry Nixon has had his comeback year. He had surgery, and he's going at it. And he's consistent this first year back. Proud of Larry, good friend of mine for many, many years, and he's still going at it long and really strong at it. And just nice to see those guys really be able to hang in there and make it work. So kind of a cool deal. You know, nothing wrong with that.
No, that's amazing. That's not as easy as it looks, I'm just telling you.
Oh no, it's not just
you
fishing.
Actually experience it, but I've had the opportunity to be in the boat with you guys when you've had to do it. It's crazy.
You beat yourself up pretty bad 4 or 5 days in a row. It's pretty tough, even though it's fishing. So
yeah.
Speaking of beating myself up, wow, we beat ourselves up for the last 30 minutes here. We're hanging out, we're leaving, and we will talk to you guys next week for the Valley Outdoors. We are out.